Practice manager speaks out. A Todmorden health boss has spoken out against the abuse from members of the public towards staff. Tracy Wilson, manager of Todmorden Group Practice on Lower George Street, said her staff at the health centre have received unnecessary abuse from frustrated members of the public during the coronavirus pandemic. The centre has been open throughout the pandemic, but Ms. Wilson said that due to a backlog of appointments during the health crisis, which has gripped the country since March, many patients are having to have either phone or digital appointments. She said around 75% of appointments have had to be via the phone or digital. This way of working is not unique to the UK's primary health centres. However, Ms. Wilson said since Todmorden, which is part of the Calder Valley constituency, came out of the local lockdown restrictions several weeks ago, there has been a rise in abuse from some members of the public. People need to understand, just because the area came out of local lockdown restrictions, that doesn't mean things are back to normal, said Ms. Wilson. We've been accused of not doing enough. People have messaged me directly saying there's only been 100 people who've died in Calderdale. Why aren't you open fully? What's the problem? We've been told we're rubbish. It's just unnecessary. My team are robust, but they're upset. The negativity is killing us. Ms. Wilson also highlighted that some patients, such as the elderly, understandably struggle with technology and would prefer face-to-face interaction, but also said the NHS is moving to a more digital age as a result of the pandemic. She said, I understand parts of the population aren't technologically savvy, but I found most elderly people aren't incapable. The NHS are pushing for a more online and digital service going forward too. Todmorden Town Councillor Ken White said, I could tell by Tracy's voice this was something causing strain and distress upon all the health centre staff. Health centres are having to work in a COVID world, and the stresses and fatigue this places upon them are amplified even more when staff receive online abuse and abuse over the phone. It's going to be a very long time before we return to the world we all knew before lockdown. No one should go to work and be expected to tolerate abuse from the public, especially when they're providing a service to you.